This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Israel, the threat to Israel. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me. And we turn immediately to a new report in these last days. IDF shoots down three Hezbollah drones heading for Karish gas field. Military says one UAV was downed by an F-16 fighter jet, the other two downed by missiles. We welcome someone to help us understand this drone threat and the scale of it, because this is news to me. Sarit Zahavi is a lieutenant colonel, IDF retired, CEO of founder of AMA, a nonprofit in northern Israel, and this is the northern Israel border with Lebanon. Sarit, a very good evening to you. The drones are new to me, but you know that drone warfare is now routine in Ukraine. Is this something the Hezbollah have done before? And what is the expectation? Will it be a growing threat? Good evening.
Good evening. The answer is yes, meaning that it is a growing threat, but it's not a new threat. Hezbollah used drones against Israel, almost 20 years backwards. Drones today, our evaluations in Alma Center is that Hezbollah is holding around 2,000 drones from various types to various missions. Either smuggling explosives or gathering intelligence or suicide drones or attacking drones. The drones that were sent on Saturday, and by the way, another one was set on Wednesday and was intercepted above the Lebanese water in the sea as well, are drones that actually meant to send a message, not to cause damage. They were not carrying any explosives, and the message was like Hezbollah is sending an unarmed drone against a gas rig that didn't start to harvest yet. What will happen when it will start to harvest? It's a question.
I see. So they're marking a gas field as a vulnerable target. Malcolm?
Yes. The importation of the drones, how successful has Israel been in preventing the shipping? Are these coming directly to Lebanon by sea? Do they still go through Syria? And are we seeing an escalation in terms of the capabilities of the drones, both to carry weapons and to carry out espionage missions?
Only in the past 2 years, we have few incidents of drones that were launched against Israel by the Iranians themselves, or by Hezbollah from Iran itself or other countries in the region. So definitely there is a growing use of drones, by the way, not only against Israel. You've seen this 3 years ago in Saudi Arabia and a year ago in the United Arab Emirates. This is the way of the Iranians and Hezbollah to compensate on the fact that they don't have an air force and the fact that Israel has an answer for the rockets, which is the Iron Dome. And they are trying with drones. You see that the Israeli answer was effective, but not always. We had an incident that the drone crossed and we failed to intercept it a few months ago.
Sarit, there is a lot of trouble in the world right now. I'm looking at the Black Sea Basin. I'm also looking at the threat from China. The NATO document names China as part of the problem that we're dealing with here in America and in Europe. These distractions or these threats, have they in any way changed the pattern of aggression by the usual suspects, Hamas, Hezbollah, Syria? Do you see a change in pattern? Are they taking advantage of the world distracted?
Look, they practically continue to do what they have been doing in the past decade in Syria and in Lebanon. In Lebanon, making the Lebanese human shields, and in Syria, increasing the Iranian proxies and Iranian ammunition deployment in the country. But I must say that since you asked, and I'm thinking about it, when I'm going along the borderline with Lebanon, I definitely see a change, which I cannot ignore. The IDF published that 18 watching towers or observation posts or intelligence posts along the Israeli-Lebanese border I have seen these posts being built. I'm there every day. And I ask myself whether these are military. And it's highly unusual to see that, because after the war, the second war with Lebanon in 2006, Hezbollah made sure that all its activity is completely in the civilian areas. And, you know, that nothing would look military, even if it was military. And now, like, standing out in the open, taking photos, building these kind of towers, they are still saying that these are used for civilian purposes. But when you look at these towers, you understand that it has nothing to do with civilian issues. This is definitely a provocation, and it's a different behavior than what we are used to.
Thank you. Malcolm?
Do you see the buildup inside Syria itself by Hezbollah, and now the introduction, it seems increasingly, of Hamas as posing a new threat to Israel's security beyond the outposts that you just mentioned? Are we seeing a more aggressive stance? Is the government of Syria allowing them more freedom of action?
In this respect, I think that the government of Syria doesn't really control Syria. And when you understand that, you understand that from day one of the civil war in the 2015, the Iranian high profile involvement in this war, bringing militia proxies from Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Lebanon. This is when the big change was. And practically since then, it's more of the same, except for the fact that, you know, they learn all the time. And since there were attacks against shipments that were stored in military areas, they moved the shipments, as you could see in the airport in Damascus International Airport, where the shipments of ammunition by the air were all of a sudden landing in the northern route, in the northern runway. And then this runway was attacked. And you understand that there is willing to use civilian infrastructure for military purposes in Syria. I think this is troubling. And that's why this runway was attacked. And for 2 weeks, the Damascus airport was actually closed, which unfortunately, this highly important incident was hardly reported around the world.
Malcolm, you have a follow-up question on Syria.
What about the buildup of the militias in Iranian militias in Syria and their capability? I know that you said Hezbollah, I think one of your studies said they had 2,000 drones. Are they being transferred? Is this capacity being transferred to their militia in Syria as well? Do we see the buildup that's taking place in Yemen with the Shahed 136 drones going to them? Is that taking place in Syria?
Yes, no doubt that everybody's using drones now. It is an integral part of the battlefield. By the way, not only against Israel. You see this in the internal fightings in Syria between the various players. Not always, you know, drones don't need to be sophisticated too much to carry explosives and to cause damage. They are more sophisticated and less sophisticated, bigger and smaller, but everybody's using that. And yes, it's included in the proxies of Iran and Syria.
Sorry, just at the close here, are we talking about drones that they buy from eBay and Amazon? Are these drones off the shelf that you used to give to children, or are they more sinister?
Both. I'm talking about both. The number 2,000 is mainly for those who are a little bit bigger than that.
Sarit Zahavi, retired Lieutenant Colonel, IDF, founder of ALMA, a nonprofit in northern Israel, Education, Independent Research and Education Center, Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Batchelor.